ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And today we're going to talk about the history of the video game awards. Well, the game awards, as it's called now.
The VGAs, that's old. That's like, that goes way back from Spike TV.
It does. And we'll talk about that. So the Game Awards is something that you may hear us talking about a lot. You may hear other people in the industry talking about. But we wanted to do a quick little reflection because Gamertag Radio, Danny's show, is coming on their 20th anniversary. And the Game Awards are coming on their 10th. And it's always nice to look and see where something came from, what the experience has been over the years before you go to celebrate something on a real big milestone year. So let's just get right into it. Danny, what was your first experience with the Game Awards?
Well, I'll tell you one before we have this conversation. I have to mention that previously, back in the days, we had the Video Game Awards, the VGAs.
Yes. This is important history for people who don't know.
And it was part of Spike TV. And that one was not that great. It felt like some of the guests that will go on stage were making fun of the gamers, the video game industry, just making fun of it. You get to see people there on stage or performing that just don't care about gaming at all. So it was kind of weird. Fast forward, I think towards the end of the Video Game Awards, I remember they did it in the studio, and that's when the first time No Man's Sky was announced was through there.
From Hello Games, yeah. That was a big moment. Everybody got really excited about it.
Yeah, and also there was people that I used to work with at G4 when we were part of the XPlay team that also worked on that broadcast of the Video Game Awards back in the old days, you know. So then fast forward, Jeff Keighley decided to do his own awards with his own money, I remember. And it was like a huge risk because nobody knew that this was going to be a successful award show or not. I remember one of the highlights, I think, in my opinion, that I was like, oh my God, I have a couple throughout the 10 years. One was seeing The Walking Dead Season 1 winning Game of the Year. That was really cool to see an independent game compete with like the big AAA games, and that one won Game of the Year. So that was really cool. Also seeing a reveal of a brand new next gen console for the first time. Nobody was expecting that at all.
Yeah, that's Xbox the kind of thing Series you usually X. saw at
E3. I was actually in New York watching it, I remember, as Xbox Series X, and Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, was there and announced a brand new console. Nobody was expecting that. That was like a very iconic moment, I think, in gaming. And a month after that, we had him on our show. So that was like a very important moment for us too, for GTR. And also just being part of the jury jury for the first time a couple years back, you know, that was something that I always wanted GTR to be part of, you know. So getting the opportunity, that was really cool, and it's been great ever since, you know. And the one of the things too that I love too, ever since we moved here to LA, going and attending the awards and seeing people in person, because back then I would just watch it from home. I'm like, is it worth me flying over here, you know? So I had to be very selective on events, where to travel. So it was always E3, not Game Awards. But living here in LA and attending has been eye-opening, and I feel like it's a very important event to attend, not only to watch the awards, but also seeing people in the industry in person, you know, for networking purposes or just celebrate together, you know, that type of things.
Yeah.
Those are like my highlights, I think, in my opinion, for me.
Okay. And I like how you took us through the years, you know, from the beginning to more recently. As you said, we joined the jury for Gamertag Radio. For those who don't know, the first Game Awards was in 2014, and I pulled up some interesting tidbits about it.
Okay.
So it was December 5th, so a little bit earlier, but around the same time into the year. The show host was Sydney Goodman, who is still hosting the awards to this day.
Shout out to Sydney.
Shout out to Sydney. We love you. You've always done a fantastic job with the show. And we're really happy that Jeff has stuck with you and kept you on our screens for the Game Awards because you're a wonderful leader for that show. It was at the Axis in Las Vegas. So it was not here in LA. It was actually in Vegas that first year in 2014. And do you remember what the first game of the year was?
That I don't remember.
It was Dragon Age, which we just talked
Dragon
about.
Age?
We
wow.
just talked about this for this week's episode of GTR, Gamertag Radio, how Dragon Age the Veilguard is the sequel 10 years later.
Wow.
Only up for one award, and it is not Game of the Year. But Dragon Age Inquisition won Game of the Year in 2014.
Interesting.
And in addition to the Game Awards, there's also the Game Awards concert, which Danny and I have attended at the LA Philharmonic here. And
last year.
Yeah, and
that was fun.
Phenomenal. Like here, the Hollywood Bowl, hearing the music of these games that we love and have lived in for so long in that space and on that stage and elevated in that manner and treated with such reverence and respect in such a beautiful concert was really touching, honestly. And Danny, I'm glad that you mentioned the contrast of the experience of the Video Game Awards or VGAs back on Spike TV, because it did feel slightly disrespectful in a lot of instances. There are clips and things you can go look up, but truthfully, the video game medium and the industry have had to do a lot of fighting for respect over the years. And it's a shame because it's really just a creative medium. I don't know why it's so controversial that, you know, there's people who make art who do video games, and video games can be considered art. It's not hard to come to that conclusion. But for so long, and even still to this day, there's the image of, you know, a gamer is somebody who sits in the basement and they don't shower and they, you know, they live at home with their parents. And a lot of millennials live at home with their parents these days. But they're generally just like exiled from society by choice or by force, and that they're terrible people. It's like just not true. And of course, that person exists in every hobby, right? In every pastime, the gamers are the ones you tend to see getting picked on. But you know, truthfully, there's jerks and nerds everywhere in any kind of fandom. But gamers are Danny. Gamers are me. Gamers are my mom. Gamers are like all kinds of people. And you know, it's really great that the Game Awards have brought so much more respect and you know, just professional regard to this medium and this industry because it deserves it. And I have been really happy to see where the Game Awards have gone over the years. There are, of course, you know, celebrity camos, people from Hollywood, musical guests, things that you see at other award shows. But what I am excited to see starting to happen is more focus on the developers because they are the ones who make the thing that we're all talking about. That's why we're all here. That's why we're all in love with this stuff. And mm-hmm. You know, I'm excited to see the future of TGAs and more time spent on the devs and their stories and how cool it is what they do. You know, like it's fascinating. We've seen a lot of documentaries about game development over the last couple of years, more recently South of Midnight from Xbox and the team at Compulsion Games. And it's just really cool to see like how they come up with this stuff, right? Like how they get inspired for the stories or the art or the environments or the enemies. And I hope to see more pieces like that in the Game Awards. I know there are a lot of advertising spots that get sold and they need to because it's an expensive show, right? It's in person. There's hundreds of people there. It's a huge production and rightfully so the people who put it on deserve to be compensated for their time. But I do hope there's also space to celebrate devs the way that they should be. And I know we're getting there, you know, gradually. We've come a long way since Spike TV.
Yeah, way a long
yeah.
time.
And flowers have to go to Jeff Keighley. I know it's not one person's job to get all this stuff done, but he really has driven this and has really pushed everything in the direction of where we are today. And without him, it doesn't happen at this level. And I'm glad that he's stuck with it, because I'm sure there are times when it was really frustrating and feedback was really tough. But for the better of everybody in the industry, we're still going strong. And I'm excited to be there this year, you know, in person again.
Yeah, same here. And look, people, they don't know how hard it is to organize an event. Like, it's very,
it's very hard.
And look, every year there's going to be some mistakes, you know, there's going to be things, but I think it's good for people to give feedback to Jeff and the team, you know. And again, it's going to get better and better, better and better, you know. And I remember there was one year, oh my God, this is a long time ago. I think, was this the Game Awards? Where somebody left the live stream on while they were doing a rehearsal, and we already knew all the winners and everything, yeah, ahead of time. I'm like, again, that was like during the early stages of the Game Awards. You know, people make mistakes, you know, that type of thing. But like last year, it was to wrap it up. You know, I bet this year's gonna be a lot better, where developers gonna be on stage longer time than previously, you know. But people also can understand, like, you know, organizing these type of events, awards, is not easy at all. So you gotta give props to them, to Jeff and the team.
And unlike other award shows, like you think of the Grammys or the Oscars or the Golden Globes or whatever, it's tough because the Game Awards have to balance like being an advertainment show, but also an award show. Like, the Grammys don't have to hold a bunch of spots for new releases or new albums coming out in the future, but the Game Awards really do have to, because this is the only show in this end of the calendar year that people have eyes and ears on to this degree, that gives companies, publishers, developers the opportunity to get in front of a lot of people. Otherwise, you have to wait till like January, February, and right here before the holiday season, like, it's really important for the industry to get people excited to go buy stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and without consumers buying games, none of us are here anymore. So I understand it's frustrating if you feel like there are a lot of advertisements as opposed to awards, but really the show has to be both. And I think Keely and the team have done a really great job of balancing that responsibility, because it, you know, it doesn't happen any other way. And I think it's been moving in a good direction. I get excited about stuff that I see announced at the Game Awards. Like when the Hades 2 video came on, at the one that I was sitting in the audience next to Andrea Renee from What's Good Games. And I saw the little art style in like a slash and then the two eyes glowing. And it looked like, you know, Zagreus from the first game's eyes. And I screamed out loud. I was like, Hades 2! Like, those moments are so fun. And you know, we don't have a lot of in-person events where we're all sitting in a big room and cheering for stuff anymore. So I'm really happy that we still get to have those experiences with the Game Awards. I'm excited to see what they're going to announce this year. I know Snoop is going to be there.
Oh, I'm ready for Snoop.
I'm ready. About Snoop as a musical guest.
I just hope he doesn't show up all the way to the end. I want to save him the beginning.
For last.
Yeah, it'll get the crowd hype, you know?
Yeah.
Usually he's probably going to be
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. You know?
Yeah, I think where Halsey was when we had the Diablo.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That was the most recent one that I remember that I was really hyped for, because I love Halsey.
Now, here's something really cool that I'm glad to see this. During the week of the Game Awards, there's also going to be other kind of like direct events digitally.
Similar to Summer Game Fest and how there's different showcases around that time in June.
So today there's going to be one, by the time of this recording, is from BVI Gaming. That's a Black Voices in Gaming.
The PC gaming show has already aired by the time you're listening to this.
Okay. Tuesday is going to be the Latin American Games Showcase. And also there's a Wholesome Games.
Wholesome Games. Yeah.
That's another one. But that's happening today. And Wednesday is going to be Day of the Devs and Women-Led Games. Yay. Which is really cool to see.
If you want to keep an eagle eye out for women-led games, you might see me on your screen in a little something-something. So check that one out.
Oh, wait. Women-led games on that one?
Women-led games.
Oh, snap. I thought it was from something else, but okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Really cool.
We've been busy.
Really, really cool. I think this is really cool to see this type of partnership and highlight some of like independent games from like Latinos, from like, you know, women, Black developers. It's really cool seeing this, you know, overall.
Yeah. Again, shout out to the team for doing that, because, you know, they don't have to.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's really good to see everybody kind of being lifted by the same tide. You know, rising tide lifts all boats, and hopefully you get more of that. More. We just always want more of that, supporting each other.
Definitely. Anything else, Ree, before we wrap it up?
No, just a quick little talk about, you know, why we get so excited about this stuff. If you listen to the Danny and Rihanna show and you're not so much on the gaming insider stuff, this is why it's important to us and why we get so hyped and why we get dressed up and make the best dress list whenever we can.
Whenever we can. Yeah. I mean, a couple of people hit us up like, I can't wait to see what you guys are going to have on. I'm like,
oh, yeah. We'll see. Oh, yeah. I mean, even last year when we weren't there in person, we still made the best dress list. So
I know. And we were just home with baby.
We were here with the baby. Yeah. 3 weeks old.
And you look great.
A year.
Thank you. You look great too. I mean, you always do, but.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. All right, guys. So we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for watching the Danny and Rihanna show. We'll be back next week. Might be our last episode for the year.
For the year. I think so. Obviously, this is a household. We have a life. We have family. We want to take some time and focus on that for just a little bit. But we'll be back going strong in early January.
And potentially, this is a potential, we might record an episode internationally, just saying.
We'll let you guys sit on that.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe. But that's next year. Sometime next year. But anyways, guys, we're going to be out and we'll be back next week. Take care. Bye.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+. Moto Casino.